Luke chapter 24, the Amplified Version. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices which they had made ready. And they found the stone rolled back from the tomb, but when they went inside, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And while they were perplexed and wondering what to do about this, behold, two men in dazzling raiment suddenly stood beside them. And as the women were frightened and were bowing their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among those who are dead? He's not here, but is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be given over into the hands of sinful men, that is, men whose way or nature is to act in opposition to God, and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And having returned from the tomb, they reported all these things, taken together to the 11 apostles and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women with them who reported these things to the apostles. But these reports seemed to the men an idle tale, madness, vain things, nonsense, and they did not believe the women. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, and stooping down and looking in, he saw the linen cloths alone by themselves. And he went away wondering about and marveling at what had happened. And behold, that very day two of the disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, which is about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And as they were talking with each other about all these things that had occurred, and while they were conversing and discussing together, Jesus himself caught up with them and was already accompanying them. But their eyes were held so that they did not recognize him. And he said to them, "What is this discussion that you are exchanging, throwing back and forth between you as you walk along?" And they stood still, looking and sad and downcast. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Do you alone dwell as a stranger in Jerusalem and not know the things that have occurred there in these days?" And he said to them, "What kind of things?" And they said to him about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in work and word before God and all the people, and how our priests, our chief priests and rulers, gave him up to be sentenced to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who would redeem and set Israel free. And besides all this, it is now the third day since these things occurred. And moreover, some women of our company astounded us and drove us out of our senses. They were at the tomb early in the morning, but did not find his body. And they returned, saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. So some of those who were with us went to the tomb, and they found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And Jesus said to them, "O foolish ones, sluggish in mind and dull of perception and slow of heart to believe, to adhere to trust in and rely on everything that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary and essentially fitting that the Christ, the Messiah, should suffer all these things before entering into his glory, his majesty and splendor?" Then beginning with Moses and throughout all the prophets, he went on explaining and interpreting to them in all the scriptures the things concerning and referring to himself. Then they drew near to the village to which they were going, and he acted as if he would go further. But they urged and insisted, saying to him, "Hey, remain with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. And it occurred that as he reclined at table with them, he took a loaf of bread and praised God and gave thanks and asked a blessing, then broke it and was giving it to them. When their eyes were instantly opened, and they clearly recognized him, and he vanished, departed invisibly. And they said to one another, "Was not our heart greatly moved and burning within us while he was talking with us on the road, and as he opened and explained to us the sense of the scriptures?" And rising up that very hour, they went back to Jerusalem, where they found the 11 apostles gathered together and those who were with them, who said, "The Lord really is risen and has appeared to Simon Peter." Then they themselves related in full what had happened on the road, and how he was known and recognized by them in the breaking of bread. Now while they were talking about this, Jesus himself took his stand among them and said to them, "Peace," that is, freedom from all the distresses that are experienced as the result of sin, "peace be to you." But they were so startled and terrified that they thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you disturbed and troubled, and why do such doubts and questionings arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Feel of and handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while since they still could not believe it for sheer joy and marveled, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and he ate it before them. Then he said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you, that everything which is written concerning me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he thoroughly opened up their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ, the Messiah, should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead." And that repentance with a view to and as the condition of forgiveness of sin should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I will send forth upon you what my Father has promised. But remain in the city, Jerusalem, until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he conducted them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he invoked a blessing on them. And it occurred that while he was blessing them, he parted from them and was taken up into heaven. And they, worshiping him, went back to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, celebrating with praises and blessing and extolling God. Amen. So be it.